finding good things about myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Finding Good Things About Myself. One of the most fun occupations I have in my life is finding good things about myself. I look at my house, and I look at the way it's arranged. I look at the candle burning on the table. I look at Rex sleeping on the couch. I look at all my furniture. I look at my bed. I look at my desk. I look at my kitchen. I look at my bathroom. And I see, oh, what good things there are. And then I look at a little mess that I might have. And as I look at the mess, I say to myself, I'm having good things with that. I'm thinking good thoughts. That's why it's there. Now, when I'm done having good things with that, I'll put it away. But right now, I'm having good things about it. I like myself. I'm finding good things about myself. And then I look at my cabinetry in my house, and I say, that's beautiful. And then I look, and it shines, and it's glorious. And I say, I think I'll take 5 minutes and go up and down the cabinets with a nice oily cloth and let it sparkle even more. And then, as I do that, I like myself. I say, Herb, you do nice work. Herb, you make things look so pretty. Herb, whenever I go into your home, I always feel like I'm welcome. People say that to me all the time. They say, Herb, I don't want to leave your house. I come in here and the vibrations are so nice. They're so, hey, that's my vibrations. That's me. That's the good things about me. And I like me. Why do you think I like being in my house? Because I'm a happy person in my house. Because I have happy vibrations. Because I find good things about myself. I'm not looking for things to hide. I find it so strange to go into some people's houses that are so dark and so cold looking. And I think to myself, I wouldn't like to live in that house. I like lots of light. I have windows on every wall of my house. And I have windows that are big windows, big sliding glass windows, big windows, because I like myself. I want to see my house. And, well, don't you see the spots on the floor? Don't you see where Rex has come in with dirty feet or something? Nope. If I do see that, I say, oh, Rex has been through here. Rex was in here. Oh, wonderful. You know, I don't say, that damn dog with his dirty feet, he shouldn't come into a house like this. I don't say that. This is his house, too. If my house is not for my entire family, and my entire family is a broad and wonderful family, if my house is not for my entire family, I'm not finding good things about myself. I'm sort of limiting it. I go in some people's house. I went in Ingeborg's room the other day, and I said, Ingeborg, why have you got a cover over your couch? And she said, well, they're fixing the ceiling, and I didn't want my couch to get all dirty. Ah, yeah, I can understand that. Well, then a week later, I went in there, and I said, Ingeborg, how come you got the cover over the couch? Well, you see, we sometimes get accustomed to putting a cover over things and not enjoying the couch itself because we want to cover it, want to keep it nice. Well, why keep it nice? Wear it out. Find good things about yourself. I wear out my chairs. I sit in my chairs. I enjoy my chairs. Oh, it's true. If I sit naked on my chair, I'll put a cloth down sometimes to keep my body oils off the chair. But other than that, the chair is for sitting in, even if your body oils get on it. You know, a chair is to enjoy. Most people who sit on chairs, they sit on chairs with their dirty clothes. They sit on chairs. Do you shake your clothes off before you sit on a chair? Do you go outside, take off your clothes and shake it off and get all the dust out of it and then put your clothes back on, come in the house and sit on your chairs? No, you don't. You bring that dirty old air from outside in, and because you don't think of it as dirty air. You just think of it as that wonderful, pure, beautiful air. And it is. And so it is with all of life. With all of life, we just enjoy ourselves. We enjoy everything we do. We enjoy all the people we talk to. We enjoy all the circumstances, because finding good things about myself is my major occupation. I'm always finding good things. I have a mirror that says, I love me. My sister Marie in Wilmington, Delaware, she's always thinking lovely thoughts about me. And whenever I go there, she gets me involved in lectures for people and good talks with people and good circumstances. And I say, I like me, 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 I like me. Well, she was in some big department store in New York, and she saw this mirror with the engraving on the bottom, I love me. And she says, now that is what I think of my brother Herb. That's what I think of Brother Herbie. So I'm going to buy this for him. And she not only bought one, she bought several. And so we put one in the monastery, and I have one right here in my house. And every time I look around my house, my eyes stop on that mirror. Whether I'm below it or above it or around it, I can always see I love me on it. And it makes me think, that's right, I do love me. I do love me. I am a wonderful guy. I am a happy guy. I am filled with peace and harmony and goodness. I do like me. I think life is just wonderful. And it is just wonderful. It is just absolutely fantastic. But it's up to me to make the decision. Finding good things about myself. I look at my plants and I think, whoops, been kind of dry in here and I haven't watered them several times a week. Usually once a week is adequate, but with this dry temperature in here and having the heat on in the house, sometimes it dries them out faster. So I have to stick my finger in there once or twice a week to make sure that the soil is a little moist and that the plants have whatever they need to grow on. Ellen says she loves to buy plants. Ellen says she is just crazy whenever she goes into a nursery. Ellen has this built-in family problem of being crazy about plants. Her aunt, her distant aunt, and her uncle, of course, too, they had a giant nursery not too many miles from her home in Germany. And their nursery was their nursery business. They love plants and they love flowers and they love sharing them. Oh, they sold them, but they gave a lot away too. But they loved them. They loved them. Well, now this comes natural to Ellen to love plants. And so whenever Ellen's in town, she sees these beautiful, glowing, lovely plants, and she hears what the plants say. The plants say, I'm for Herb. Buy me for Ingeborg, buy me for Sylvia, buy me for Anita, buy me for yourself, and buy me for Little Love. Little Love is a little miniature pincher. Little Love is your dog, Ellen, and Little Love just loves this type of plant. And so Ellen buys these plants, and she brings them home. She forgets all about Rex, but Rex, he loves all plants. And so she brings these home, and with great ceremony and great joy, she brings them to each of us. And she says, I bought this plant just for you. And sometimes she'll sneak them in and quietly put them up on the plant shelf in my window plant box, and I won't notice it until one day I happen to look over there and say, hey, there's a new plant there. I wonder where that came from. Oh, it came from Ellen. She was in town the other day, and she went by the nursery, and she had to pick up some plants. Well, Ellen is always finding good things about herself. And so, she's always sharing her good things about herself. And when we find good things about ourselves, we can hardly keep them in, because they want to burst out and say, hey, isn't it wonderful? I'm happy. Isn't it wonderful? I got a new dress. Isn't it wonderful? I got a new pair of shoes. Isn't it wonderful? I went to the hairdresser. Look, look, look. Don't I look wonderful? Don't I look great? And really, they don't look much different from when they went in, but they feel great and they feel wonderful. A little snip here, a little snip there, and the hairdresser charges them so much money. But the thing is, it makes them feel happy. It makes them feel happy that they had these little snips and that the hairdresser was hugging them and saying nice things about them and making them feel good. And you know, this is what all it takes, finding good things about yourself. You don't have to go around the world saying, hey, look, I got a new haircut. Hey, look, I got a new dress. Hey, look, I got a new coat. Hey, look, isn't this beautiful? You don't have to do that. But it's okay if you do. It's okay if you share your exuberance, if you share your joy, if you share finding good things about yourself, because that's what life's all about. And if you'll be illumined by this concept, life is so much more fun. So much more fun. I say to everyone at the table, I say to all the monks, I say, well, my dear beloveds, what good thing happened to you today? What wonderful thing happened to you? And then they start to tell me how they use so many sheets of toilet paper. I say, look, I'm not interested in that nonsense. I'm only interested in what happened to you. Well, maybe the ability to use it was made something good in their life. Well, that's okay too. All right. But tell me, what happened? Well, I did this work. I don't care about this work or that work. You're not here to work. You're here to find peace in yourself. You're here to meditate. You're here to be happy. You're here to do fun things. Now, what fun thing did you actually do today that made you feel good about yourself? What fun thing did you do today that made you feel that life is worth living? What fun thing did you do today that you did here that you might not have done anywhere else in the world? But you did here. Well, I got up. That's right. That's a fun thing. And when I got up, I sat on the edge of my bed for a minute. And outside my window, a bird was chirping. A bird chirping outside your window? How could you hear it? I got good ears. And what was the bird saying? The bird was saying, good morning, Anita. Are you having a good day? And, of course, I had to answer the bird, chirp, 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 and I whistle, and Anita whistles like a bird, and tell the bird, yes, I did. Thank you very much for asking. Oh, you're so wonderful. Did you have a good day? Anita asked the bird. And the bird starts singing a whole symphony of songs for Anita, and Anita says, I guess you did. I guess you did. And you see, when we find good things about ourselves, we start singing a whole symphony about our happiness and about our joy. Get busy and enjoy the symphony that is being sung in you and about you and for you and through you every moment of your life. As you find good things about yourself, as I'm finding good things about myself, my life is just so important and so wonderful and so fulfilling and so good, I could not imagine it any other way. Listen to the chirp. Listen to the chirp. You'll hear it. And when you listen to it, remember, that's your heart singing out, saying, I'm finding good things about myself, and there's a lot of good things to find out. Well, have a lovely, lovely day, and keep on finding good things about yourself, because they're happening everywhere in every way. I love you. I love you. I love you.